Thank you.
Was that Ali?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so discussion now. So I see McFadden and Dingman have their hands up. Go ahead, James McFadden.
Yeah, I would just like some clarification. We just voted on a motion I thought that did essentially what this does, except the language is a lot sterner, but I don't see from a practical point of view what the differences are. It's kind of hard because I'm just trying to process them one right after the other. So I request as part of the, you know, motivation that what this motion does that we didn't already do with Beth's motion be clarified. I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Am I to motivate?
Yes, I was telling myself that apparently. Go ahead. Now I'm telling you.
Okay. Thank you, James, for the question. As I said, well, ours was drafted earlier than Beth's. And so I did not have a chance to review and look at the opportunity to coordinate them, but I did give a cursory review. There are several things that I think are important to include, and I mentioned. First of all, I think it's important to cite Article 7. Beth did not cite it. And I think it's important that the groundwork whereby we are declaring these actions null and void, those reference in the bylaws, be very clear. I also gave greater clarity to the question of who was removed. There were, and gave the names of the three members of the LSB, facing 6-year terms, who were removed and need to be reinstated, and that those who had been brought in, are not eligible to serve and would not serve, that I give a cure period for the LSB to remedy these actions, to come back and meet again in a validly constituted LSB and to vote the matters that they had voted on before. And I make it clear that until there is a valid election by a validly constituted LSB, that the current people serving on the PNB, all four, understanding that Lawrence is not well, all four continue to serve and vote on the PNB until the KPFK LSB comes into compliance and has a valid election for delegates. I mean, for directors, we need to get ahead of this and not have it be confusing next year. And furthermore, that any other LSBs that are considering such a, to essentially, retaliate against the PNB, the national decision, and to not fulfill it, that they will receive the exact same treatment. And so that means that the PNB members who are serving right now, who have voted on this term extension, will be the ones who can make sure it is implemented. So for those LSBs that observe the term extensions and follow the PNB decisions, their election of officers, their election of directors will proceed. For KPFK and any others, they are frozen in time.
All right, I have a stack. I see McFadden, Dingman, and Vanessa. Go ahead, James McFadden.
I wanted that clarity and I'll go to the end of the stack because I'm going to contemplate it.
Got it. Okay. Jim Dingman, then Vanessa. Go ahead, Jim.
All right. Is my voice coming in clear?
Yes.
Okay. Hopefully the situation.
You just apparently muted yourself, Jim.
Maybe that was better. All right. Hopefully the situation in Los Angeles can be clarified so that we don't have a situation where they are not represented on the national board. However, keep in mind, you know, some of us on this call, I can think of a couple, were around when all these debates about the need for democracy were very prevalent. And democracy's messy. You're going to have situations where people just say, the hell with you. You know, suppose the board in Los Angeles basically says, you know, you guys can do what you want, stuff it. And I see that Susan has put in her motion a proviso for that. However, what we don't need now is a lot of energy being wasted on these kind of fights when we have a more important fight to do, which is to turn the system around. That's, to me, the main priority of everything, turning the system around in a positive way. So hopefully we can get through this. Hopefully we don't have to get draconian, because I know that some ideas after that meeting were far more draconian than anything I've heard so far tonight mentioned. And that is a waste of energy to have to go that route. Thanks.
Vanessa.
So I really, for all intents and purposes, don't see any difference between this motion and Beth's motion, which accomplishes the purpose. This motion comes across as just kind of punitive and nicky-picky, and you will redo the meeting, and if you don't, we'll do this to you, we'll do that to you. Beth's motion accomplished what you all wanted to accomplish, which was to overturn the results in such a way that's consistent with what the PNB previously voted to do. Again, me reiterating, I do not agree with that. I agree with KPFK taking a principal stand, what I consider to be a principal stand in support of the bylaws. However, notwithstanding, Susan's motion to me is just duplicative and punitive.
Teresa, then Jim Sagerton.
I could not agree with Susan more. I wish that on the agenda we had gone through Susan's motion first. Both motions are good, but I think that Susan's is clearer. I hate to use the term insubordinate, but I think that what happened at KPFK was insubordination. I think it was clear what the PNB decided, and, you know, they may have had enough votes to do something otherwise on a temporary basis, but it's clear in Section 4 that the PNB can assert, no, we've decided this, and we're looking out for the whole foundation and its whole fiduciary well-being and its governance and its personnel and all of those issues. So I appreciate Susan's clarification, and I will vote yes.
Jim Sagerton, then Susan Young.
Thank you, Chair. I want to say first, I don't want to question anyone's motives, and I know that some people feel very strongly and that they're fighting the good fight about which position they take on this. And I know others are counting who wins and who loses in terms of numbers on boards, but so I just don't want to go there. I do agree, however, or I hear the argument that this motion goes a little more toward the punitive side and detailing exactly what should happen. So I, for one, would support this motion, perhaps if things didn't work out on their own at KPFK. So I'm debating in my own mind which way to go on this, but I understand people who would say, well, we're not here yet. If we get here because KPFK doesn't remedy their situation, then maybe we need to go into that more punitive aspect. But, you know, maybe it's better just to lay it out now. So anyway, that's my own confusion. But I would like to make an amendment to this motion, and that would be that everywhere where Susan has mentioned extending term limits, I would like to substitute the words postponing the operation of term limits. And this is in appreciation of Mr. Tatum's helpful consideration for us in the matter of were we canceling elections or were we not, you know, were we doing some negative thing about elections No, we were just postponing elections to keep us on a safe legal ground. And if Arthur has anything to say about that, I'd be interested to hear. Okay, well, that's my motion, to substitute those words.
If Arthur's comment is it's okay, I will second that, but I'd like to keep my hand up about commenting, making other comments.
Got it. Thank you, Susan. Arthur, do you want to?
It's okay.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Okay, so we are on
the amendment.
The amendment, exactly, Jim Sagerton's amendment. Is there any discussion of Sagerton's amendment? So I see six hands up, but
mine is about the main motion, not about the amendment.
Got it. Okay, so James McFadden, is yours about the amendment?
No, sorry.
Okay. Jim Dingman, is yours about the amendment?
Nope.
Beth, is yours about the amendment?
Yes. And
go ahead.
Yes, I support Mr. Sagerton's amendment. It makes sense to me. I think it's important that we start to get in sync with each other. We identify the most constructive language we can find about this issue. We've kind of been all over the map, and it's important that we harmonize and get in sync with each other. So I would strongly urge this and any other future amendments or motions related to the issue to try to harmonize the language and speak in locally, if you do, in using similar harmonious terms, synchronized terms. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Sharon, for the set.
Yeah, go ahead. Sharon, is your comment about Jim Sagerton's amendment or about the main motion?
Well, I would like to hope it's about everything, his amendment and the main motion.
Well, but it has to speak to the amendment, or you're part of the original stack, not part of the stack I'm working on right this second. Is it about James's amendment that is changing the phrasing, extending term limits to postponing operations of term limits?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay, I got you on the other stack, but I think we might be at the point where we can deal with the with Jim Sagerton's amendment.
Call for the vote on the amendment.
Yes, exactly. Are there any objections to Jim Sagerton's amendment to the motion? Hearing none, the motion is amended. Okay, so now we're back to the main motion as amended. And so, Jim Sagerton, did you have your hand up for another reason too?
I already spoke.
Okay.
I spoke, thank you.
Okay. Then Susan Young, it's your turn, and I have you on the stack, Sharon. Go ahead, Susan.
Great. Okay. So there are several things I wanted to address. One is Beth and working in concert. So Beth and I have been in communication for more than one day about her intention to put in a motion reaffirming the actions. And I have let her know that I've supported that. And I was hoping we would be able to coordinate language, but we just did not have the time to do so in advance of this. And Beth, if you're willing to in the future, I would love to work with you about these matters. That's the number one thing. Number two, Jim Dingman said that KPFK would not be represented. That's wrong. They are represented by validly elected directors, and they would continue to be represented by those validly elected directors. And as soon as they come into compliance and conduct their director elections with the properly constituted LSB, boom, they're up and running. Regarding the whole question of continuity, Jim, your issue is exactly mine. One of the practical parts of not being able to hold an election, well, actually, it's a practical part of our bylaws being problematic anyway. The 2022 PNB has taken a lot of very hard votes, including this one. And to bring in a whole new group, for them to have to digest why was done, what was done, why is the KPFK building being sold, when we can't make payroll, when we're very likely not be able to live up to our FJC obligations, when I am paying for DNO. With that situation, for us to change horses with an uncertain period of time in January makes no sense. I thought from the standpoint of the bylaws and the legal basis, extending made the most sense, but as a practical matter, it made sense to keep us focused on the things you're saying, Jim, we have to be focused on. And I think that there are lots of reasons why we need to go forward and that this is absolutely serving the purposes you all are bringing up.
Thanks, James McFadden and Jim Dingman. Go ahead, James.
First, I want to thank Susan for outlining what she thinks are the differences between Beth's motion and this motion. Although I have to say, as I listened to the differences, they didn't seem like they were much differences. I could be argued that it was clarified or something, but I think all of the disciplinary and penalties and so on, you know, enshrined in this motion would happen under Beth's motion. I just don't see that as being different. But what bothers me is the tone of this motion. It's very authoritarian, and what my concern would be is that it is like throwing down a gauntlet, and what we may see is KPFK digging in their heels that we're not going to give in, and it just becomes this, you know, whereas Beth's motion, I think, was a little bit softer in language, accomplishes the same things. So I just kind of, that is my main, you know, concern about this, is that this just creates more, problems, you know, amongst board members. I just want to voice that concern.
Thank you. Jim Dingman, then Beth. Go ahead, Jim Dingman.
Yeah, I hear you, Susan, on your comments there. And obviously what is frankly decent about these motions is that, you know, they're not going in there and reaching in and saying the 10 people who voted for this motion and violated the PNB, they're off the committees for 6 months, or the people who actually orchestrated it, if we know who they are, they're suspended for a year. I mean, that's gone from that language, okay? There's no language like that. But the thing is, one wants to respect the fact that some folks there do represent the people who voted for them in the LSB, the people that were, who decided to go along with this vote that, was against the, dicta of the PNB for whatever reasons, whatever well-meaning reasons, however, you know, self-interested reason, whatever combination of reasons they have. So, I just think, I think we're in accord on this, that we have to be fair about this. We want to move forward. We want to minimize unnecessary waste of time fights with a local board, because some local boards have already said, you know, ungazzo to the national board. I mean, you know, you guys can figure out what I mean in Italian. You know, they just basically, you know, have stuck the middle finger up and said, the hell with you. And so that's another issue. Like, where do we draw the line? Oh my God, they defied us. What are we going to do? This whole, operation is filled with people who, defied, rules and laws throughout their lives, including many of us on this board. So I just bring that up because I want to be fair and respect all the different opinions here. And yes, I do think what they did on the 18th should be declared null and void. Simple.
Thanks. Beth and Sharon. Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. excuse me. First, I appreciate the intent of this motion. My concern is that it presumes the worst response from the KPFK LSB without having given them a chance to receive what we've done tonight and digest it and consider how they intend to move forward. I would prefer to take it more gradually, step at a time, hoping to de-escalate animosities. You know, tempers are running pretty high right now, and a lot of us on that board are going to have to live with each other after this. I think this has come about in part because of the inherent conflict in the situation, but also because there's been so far little dialogue between the PNB and the LSB or within the LSB. This change was made before a roll call was even taken that day. So the local station board didn't have the opportunity to discuss this, to receive the news or discuss their options or whether they supported this before it was presented to them as a done deal. I think the fact that the current chair is just completing her first year on the LSB and 3 months now, I think it is, as chair, so she with, as I understand it, no experience with Robert's Rules before, so she's inexperienced. She's a really quick study. She's had my support up to this point, and I'm hoping that with dialogue, maybe we can make some sense together. So,
Beth, your time's up.
Thank you. Then I would like to propose. I'll move that we postpone this till next week. We have another meeting coming up in 1 week's time, and that gives the KPFK LSB a chance to receive this news and communicate with us, and hopefully we can find a resolution. And if not, then we can take next steps.
Thanks, Beth. Sharon is next. But Beth made a motion to postpone, and I see Teresa waving at me. Teresa, were you going to
say? I'd like to speak to the motion, or to the motion to postpone.
I need a second before anybody can speak.
Okay. I will second.
Thank you, Mark. Motion. Thank you, Mark, for seconding Beth's motion to postpone. Okay, so now, now the point is the speaking is really confined to the motion to postpone. So, Sharon, you were next on the stack. I don't know if you want to speak to you were on the stack to speak about the motion, but at the moment we're discussing only the motion to postpone.
Okay.
So you don't have anything to say about the postpone part?
No.
Okay. Then I'm going to keep going through the stack to find out, and I've got your place still. Mark, did you want to speak to the motion to postpone?
I'll speak to it, and I just have just a couple of quick questions to prelude it. Beth or anyone else, Article 7 in the finalized form in Beth's motion is invoked? Because I'm looking at the differences between the two motions, both Beth's and Susan's, and just want to have confirmation that Article 7 is invoked in Beth's motion. Is that correct to say?
No.
It is not.
How's the second one? And it is in Susan's. We already passed Beth's.
Okay. Well, that may change my ultimate vote. Susan, you know I love you, but I'm just thinking the poor spirits in this world that are unfamiliar with your good humor and charm, they may read this motion as very adversarial. And I don't want to provoke an atmosphere of, you know, KPFK versus the PMV any more than it probably is right now, you know. So in that light, I think it's good to have your motion as backup to very clearly delineate what needs to happen. But I think, you know, Beth's motion, I mean, I would love if Article 7 was properly, you know, articulated in that motion. But I think it's probably the right way to go to ease the LSB into recognizing what they need to do moving forward. That's just my initial thoughts as I read the two motions. I don't want it to be, I don't want us to be in needless, fights, about this, if you know what I mean. So, if they heard it in your soft, good humored, charming tones, I think they would accept it better. But, as it reads, it reads very hard. So, all right. That's all.
Thanks, Mark. Susan, did you want to speak to the motion to postpone?
First of all, my goodness, Mark, harsh. And I figure you all at KPFA know very well what it is to have the PNB come down on you hard over and over and over again. But anyway, this may not be what, Ali and Avelia would prefer. I think that postponing, to January 5th probably makes sense. The language is out there. And so there is a next step that has been essentially brought forward to be considered. And Article 7 is out there. So I suggest that, you know, it may be good for KPFK to hear, hey, you know, we've got a friend in Beth and she's doing the best that she can from keeping the rest of the PNB from coming down on us like a ton of bricks. You know, and so let's get this act together. And I think that January 5th would be sufficient time also that if there is any confusion about the directors that gets addressed. The next KPFK LSB meeting is, January 8th, at which they would vote for PNB directors. They need to have a properly constituted LSB in order to have an election that is valid. I think it's critical that that be clear. We need to absolutely have no confusion about who are the valid voters on the national board. All of this happens at the end of year. It's already difficult to go from year to year, but we need as smooth a transition as we can to sustain the very difficult decisions that have been made.
Thanks, Susan. Egberto, did you want to speak to the motion to postpone? If you're speaking, you're muted.
I'm sorry. I'm as civil as you can get. I think all of us really know what all of us are doing in reality. I don't think anybody doesn't think that what the PNV think is correct and not correct. So if I am not for postponing the vote, especially given that we have to have the election of the new PNV members. And also I do believe in the motion that Susan is saying that is specific because again, when you have a tendency to dilly-dally or you know, we get a lot of people in politics that we get is many look at the folks on the right side as being wishy-washy as far as, well, they're not going to do or they're not going to come through or we can push them around even if they're right. So, in my opinion, and with this is with a lot of respect for the folks that, passed the, that had the wrong election, if you will. But I think at this point in time, with the danger that we're in as a group, if we don't assert that those who have fiduciary responsibility for this organization is going to exert their fiduciary responsibility, then for all practical purposes, what's the point? Thank you.
Thanks, Egberto. Teresa, you're next.
I agree with Egberto. I agree with Susan. I'm sorry, but people are saying, oh, we have to put it the right way so KPFK understands. If your directors, Ali and Beth and Avelia and sadly Lawrence, but of this PNB, we have 25 people. We have about 5 people on here that do not believe that voted against the motion to extend the terms, including those people who have six year limits. So If anyone at KPFK needs to talk, if they can't talk to Beth Von Gutten, then if they can't talk to Ali, talk to some of the other members of the PNB. We have representative democracy here. The members voted to the boards. Those delegates voted to the PNB. And I'm sorry if the people on the local station board disagree with what, you know, their candidates to the PNB came up with. But we spent a lot of time, a lot of effort. We have our property on the line, involved with insurance, paying the bills at KPFK, looking out for the whole foundation, and we've made a decision. And I just don't see how we can put it any more succinctly other than quoting the place in the bylaws where we feel that we need to take action. I don't see how postponing this helps. In fact, we have other things to do on January the 5th. So we should get this vote taken care of so they can follow this direction and move on. Thanks. Sorry, I should have just called the question.
We got two people on the stack, Ali and Darlene. Ali, go ahead. And I think it's important to hear from Ali because he's from KPFK. Go ahead, Ali.
If anybody was present at that meeting, they know 100% the first motion is just going to be ignored. I've never seen more defiance in any meeting in my 15, 16 years on these boards. They barely allowed Arthur to speak. He was ignored. He was downplayed. He was also contradicted by our parliamentarian, Tatum, on numerous occasions, who was queued up with a presentation screen share to show his convoluted interpretation to support what they were arguing. And then we had arguments from the teller taking the vote, who had a long stream, many of you saw, of crazy interpretations fighting against Arthur, who's just trying to uphold the will of this board. Another problem with Beth's motion, it doesn't say anything about the election of PNB directors. Now, if they're going to be voting on PNB directors in a week or two, we need a motion going to them saying that no election of PNB directors is valid in the current state of that LSB. And that is in Susan's motion. It's really unfortunate that the sequence of this agenda is the way it was. I think Susan's motion should have been first, then Beth's, and then McFadden's thing should have been after both of those. But we did it upside down. Also, the chair of the KPFK LSB is planning to do a report to the listener next Wednesday. So she might be going on the air and announcing her defiance or, you know, whatever how she interprets this or whatever. Let's see, January 4th, she's planning to do a report to the listener. She wouldn't even let Arthur speak during public comment. He was able to speak one time. It was quite a spectacle. I respect
Your time is up.
One quick point. I respect Beth and Susan's motions equally. I think they know they both need to go through now, because if this doesn't happen, we come back next week and then we pass Susan's motion and then they defy that, and it just goes on and on, and then and we need to get officers and directors elected. Thank you.
Darlene?
We've just gone through the fourth iteration about terms and limits and extensions and elections. I do not think going back to the KPFK LSB with the fourth iteration and say, we really meant this. Don't you see? We keep voting on it. Won't that make a difference to you? To know that we keep voting on it so that we can prove to you we mean it? No! No! People on this board stood up to be on this board and go from delegate to director. This whole history of the PNB of, oh, let's not do that now. Let's not do that now. Oh, that's so hard. Let's not do that now. Is absurd, absurd. And we need valid directors coming onto this board from KPFK to do the hard work of trying to stop the free fall. I keep using that term, the free fall of Pacifica. And, this is not, permission to just No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Just like being directors of a foundation, this is not the volunteer pool at the cooperative daycare center. It's not.
The time is up.
Vanessa? And then we're going to vote. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, so I agree with Jim and Beth in terms of one, Beth's motion accomplishes the purpose, which is to undo what the majority of this PNB sees as having been the wrong thing. It does that, but it does that without trying to pick a fight. It's like it's looking for a fight. Susan's motion does. It's saying eat your liver. And if you don't, if you throw it up, we'll make you eat that. And if you don't do that, then, you know, we're going to, you know, it's just completely punitive. I agree with Beth. To try to bring the temperature down and try to have some basis of working with people who felt like, and I agree, that they did the right thing. In terms of upholding the bylaws, but there's just no need to take it to this extreme. It's looking for a fight. It's looking for a reason to discipline as harshly as possible. We do need to be focusing our energies on the mini crisis at hand, not picking another fight.
Hockey.
Well, I think to anybody who wants to hear what happened at the KPOK-LSB, Jim, you know, give us, you know, download, and you can see that it was not a very rational meeting.
Thanks, Hockey. Okay, so now we're on the motion to postpone this motion to next week. Are there any objections to the motion to postpone?
I object.
Object, yeah.
Okay. Aki, can you take a roll call vote on the motion to postpone?
Okay. So, Teresa, Alan?
Postpone, no.
Okay, postpone, no. Jim Dingman?
No.
Jim is no. Vanessa, take some
yes. Please. Postpone, yes. Vanessa?
Okay. Sue Goodwin. All right. Heather Gray?
Pass. I pass.
Okay, you pass. Okay. Donna Grimes?
Donna? Yes.
Donna is yes. Okay. Iveria Jones?
Please, no.
No. Okay. Adilaxa?
No to postpone.
Okay. Adilaxa is no. Maria Martinez?
No.
Marianne's no. Okay. Jinx McFadden?
Yes.
McFadden is yes. Darlene Pagano?
No.
Darlene is no. Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Sean Rhodes abstains. Jim Sagerton? Jim? Let me get back to you. Sharon Salam?
Pass.
Okay, Sharon passes. Aki votes no. Mark?
Aki, I have been persuaded. No.
What's that?
Aki, may I say yes? Sorry, I was muted.
Who was
Jim
that?
Jim Sagerton.
Oh, Jim Sagerton. Yes? Oh, okay, Jim is yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Mark?
Thank you.
I have been persuaded. I vote no to postponement.
Okay, Mark is no. Beth?
Yes to postpone.
Beth is yes to postpone. Egberto Willis.
No to postpone.
Egberto is no. Susan Young.
No.
Susan is no. Okay, let me get back to Heather Gray. You passed.
I say yes.
You say yes. Okay. Sue Goodwin, I didn't get. Okay, hang on. Let's see. Sharon Salam, you passed.
Yes.
Okay, Sharon Salam is yes. And then Heather Gray, Judy Hewitt. I'm sorry.
I'll abstain.
Okay, you abstain. All right. Right now I have 7 yes, 10 no, and 2 abstentions. So.
So the motion to postpone fails. So now we.
Susan.
Sorry, so now we go back to Susan's motion and,
my hand is up.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that we did have a stack on that. So, I have Beth, then Sharon, then Teresa, then Vanessa, then Aki. Beth, go ahead.
Could you put me further down the list?
I can. Oh, I can.
Thank you.
Sharon, go ahead.
Well, I feel that it's very important that, in this time of the needs of the station, that we all have a unified, piece on how each station should work as part of one company, and that we, you know, should come up with some sort of plan so it's not like a helter-skelter and that different people are doing different things on certain types of issues. I know each station has to manage certain things on its own because of whatever the differences are surrounding their location and all different things like that. But policy type things should be uniform all together as we move forward so that people have a clear direction in terms of what needs to be done and so that we can move forward because there are so many issues that we have to overcome. And it's like, it's no clarity. You're just jumping from one place to the other and we desperately need that. That's the only way we're going to pull our things together so that we can move forward is if we unify in some form. And this particular proposal, these proposals that we're talking about tonight, in some way speaks to that because it was unclear to me when I'm on one side and then on the LSB side, it's almost like I'm a non-existent party on that side. So,
Ron, your time is up.
Need some clarity.
Thanks, Sharon. Teresa?
I call the question.
Second. We still have a stack. Yes, that's seconded. We still have a stack. The question is not debatable. Are there any objections to calling the question?
Exhaust the stack, please.
So yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That is a objection to calling the question. Hang on one second. I have to get my cheat sheet open so that I remember what happens on a call to question.
Have the people on the stack spoken already?
Hang on one second. It's Beth and Jim Dingaman are the hands I still see up. I thought I saw another hand up a moment ago. And Beth asked to be moved to the end of the, you know, to later in the stack. So,
Chair, you saw my hand and I put it down. It was
okay. Thank you, Vanessa. Appreciate that. Dingaman just put his hand down too. So really it's only Beth von Gunten who's, currently on the stack. Okay. So I said, were there any objections to calling the question? And the answer was yes, there were. So,
yeah, we'd like to exhaust the stack.
Exactly. So, but I have to take a vote on, calling the question, first. Go ahead, Susan.
If the maker of the motion, Teresa, would accept that I offer a motion that we withdraw, the call the question in order to let one more person speak.
is two people on there waiting to speak.
Oh, then.
Oh, it is. It's Sharon and Beth. Sorry.
I thought Sharon had already spoken.
I spoke.
She did.
Yes.
But is that, isn't it two people? Isn't Sagerton on and someone else?
Nope. Just
no,
Beth.
It's really just Beth. Beth von Gutten now.
And Beth just spoke also.
Chair, point of personal privilege, please.
Yes, Vanessa.
Okay. Look, I'm not on the stack, but everybody has already spoken multiple times. So to all of a sudden say at this point, haven't they already spoken, is not equitable because everybody did.
I spoke, you spoke, we all spoke. It's time to call the question.
If we agree.
All right, then.
Why can't we do this until the last person who's waiting to speak, who's had her hand up waiting to speak?
So, because that's what call the question means, and so we have to vote on calling the question. So if you want to hear Beth, then you vote no on call the question. And if you want to go to voting on the motion, then you vote yes on calling the question. So, Aki, can you call the roll on calling the question?
Sure. Okay, so calling the question yes means that we go to the vote. Okay? So, yes. Teresa?
Yes, call the question.
He's saying yes means what?
Yes means
we go to the vote. Yeah. Okay, Jim Dingman?
No.
Okay, Jim is no. Okay, Vanessa?
No.
John says no. Okay, let's see. Sue Goodman? Heather Gray?
No.
No? Okay. Donna Grimes?
No.
Donna Grimes is no. Okay. Lydia Jones?
Yes.
Yes, Lydia says. Ari Raksa?
Abstain.
Ari? Abstain? Okay, Maria Martinez.
No.
No, Maria is no. James McFadden.
No.
No, okay. Darlene Pagano.
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. And Sean Rhodes.
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. Jim Sagerton.
No.
No, Jim is no. Sharon Salam.
No.
Sharon is no. Aki Tanaka votes yes. Mark?
Abstain.
Mark abstains. Beth Van Gutten?
No.
No, okay. Roberto Willis?
Yes.
Egberto, yes, okay. Susan Young?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. And Judy Hewitt?
I'll abstain.
Okay, so we got four... Okay, so we have 4 yes, 9 no, and 6 abstain. This is for calling the question. So, okay.
Okay. So, Beth is up. Go ahead, Beth.
So, I make a motion to extend, to just exhaust the stack. Okay. Oh. Only Beth speaks. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the motion to extend to exhaust the stack of Beth? Hearing none, that's what we do. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Two of my all-time favorite books are Getting to Yes and Getting Past No, both published by the Harvard Negotiation Project. And they've been in print for 40 years, and they're used from everything from hostage negotiation to marriage counseling to right across the board in negotiations. And one of the primary tenets is that you don't blow your wad up front. You don't use more force than is necessary. You start where you stand, and you do only what's necessary. And I think my concern with this motion is that it will provoke more resistance than we're in a position to overcome. I don't think it will serve us well. Again, if we get to next week and we're still stuck in this spot, then we have every means at our disposal to address the issue then. I don't think it's going to do anything other than ruffle feathers and rile tempers. to do this tonight. I think the effect will be primarily symbolic and not in a favorable way. So I'm sorry to say I'm not going to be able to support this for those reasons. Thank you.
Okay, so now we are at the vote on the main motion as amended. The amendment was to change extend terms to postpone operation of terms in every instance of the motion. Okay, are there any objections to the main motion as amended?
I object.
Okay, so can we go to a roll call vote?
Aki, okay, please. All right, so this is on Susan's motion. Okay, Teresa?
Teresa Allen votes yes.
Okay, Teresa is yes. Jim Dingman. Jim?
Pass.
You pass, okay. Vanessa? Dixon?
No.
Vanessa is no, okay. And Sue Goodwin? Heather Gray?
Pass.
Okay, Heather pass. Donna Grimes?
Pass.
Pass, okay. Evadia Jones?
I'm sorry, I'm not clear.
This is on Susan's, Evadia? This is on Susan's motion?
Okay. I pass.
Okay, you pass. Okay, Ayraxa?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Marian Martinez?
Yes.
Marian's yes. Jinx McFadden?
No.
James is no. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene is yes. Sharon Rhodes?
Abstain.
You abstain, okay. Jim Sagerton?
No.
Jim Sagerton is no. Sharon Salam?
No.
Sharon Salam is no. Aki Tanaka votes yes. Mark?
Yes.
Mark is yes, okay. Beth Van Gutten?
No.
Beth is no. Okay, Igberto Wittes?
Yes.
Igberto is yes. Susan Young?
Yes.
Susan, yes. Okay, let me get back to the passes here. Jim Dingman?
No.
Jim Dingman is no, okay. Heather Gray?
No.
Heather Gray is no, okay. Donna Grimes?
Abstain.
Okay, Donna Grimes abstains. Evadia Jones?
Yes.
Okay, Evadia is yes. And Judy Hewitt? Judy?
Could you read the vote count before?
Okay, it's one. I have 9 yes, 7 no, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, I will abstain as well.
Okay, all right. So,
request for information.
Go ahead, Jim Sagerton.
Could Aki run down the list of the yeses and the noes, please?
Sure. Okay, so yeses are Teresa Allen, Evadia Jones, Ayraxa, Marian Martinez, Doreen Pagano, Aki Tanaka, Mark Van Randuert, Robert Igberto Wittes, Susan Young. Noes are Jim Dingman, Vanessa Dixon-Briggs, Heather Gray, James McFadden, Jim Sagerton, Sharam Saram, and Beth Van Gutten, and all the others are abstention.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. That motion passes.
Can somebody read the abstentions? I wanted to
go. Oh, yeah. Abstentions are Donna Grimes, Judy Hewitt, and Sean Rhodes.
Thank you. So that brings us to the next item on the agenda, which was an ED report and Q&A, except that Stephanie is not here this evening. So we'll skip over that. And we have a general counsel report in Q&A. Arthur, do you have anything that you would report out in open session?
Yes, because it's public record.
Okay.
So I made efforts to stop the transfer of money from the marshal to Mr. Verniel, and both in the district court and then in the court of appeals, and I was not successful. And the second thing is that, we were supposed to, for the second time, argue the cross motions for summary judgment in the New Day case on this past Friday, and it got postponed to January 19th because New Day's lawyers had filed their papers late, and the judge said he wasn't going to take argument since they were filed late. He could have defaulted them, but we agreed to allow them to file it late. I didn't want to win on default. That's my two reports. And yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah. Okay. Sharon and then Beth. Sharon.
I just, when he was saying what happened at the court, that was unheard. I just want him to repeat that word. Was he successful? Was he not?
Which case?
Well, you said you went to the Court of Appeals.
Oh, right. I said, so I was unsuccessful in stopping the money from being transferred from the marshal to Mr. Verniel.
Oh, okay. Unsuccessful. Okay.
My brief is in, I'm not sure when we'll get to argue it. Mr. Verniel's lawyer asked for automatic 30-day extension of time to file his brief, so it's now due in February, and my reply will be due in February. And when, I have no idea when the court will schedule an argument.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa?
So, why, if I'm understanding correctly, why did we agree to allow New Day to file late, since the judge may have made a decision without them filing? How was that to our advantage?
Because I can't do that to people. I mean, maybe Mr. Verniel's lawyer I would have done it to, but you want to be treated equally as nice by the other side. And so they had made a motion to forgive the late filing, and they had a million excuses, and their computer system was down, and blah, 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 blah. And,
yeah.
And I don't like litigating that way. Sometimes I'm a nice guy.
Arthur, I have a quick question, which is, while we weren't successful on stopping the transfer of the funds from the Marshals Service to Verniel, the fact is that the merits of the case have not yet been decided.
Right. If we win, he's going to have to give it back.
Right. Okay. I just
We'll have to take his house or something.
Got it. Something like that. Okay. I just wanted to make sure everybody was clear about that. That's what I suspected, but, any other questions for Arthur?
I wish you a happy new year, Arthur. Just
thank you.
Thank you for all your hard work.
And the same from me to everybody here.
Thanks, Arthur.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had a question for Arthur.
All right, go ahead, Jim Dingman.
Could you, for the stream and the audience out there, describe a little more detail this significance of this case you have that was postponed? What does it mean?
The case was about there's two issues. One of them is kind of funny in the light of our discussion here. The three issues. One is whether the New Day proposed bylaws should be implemented. Because, you know, an assertion that the vote by two classes was illegal. And the second claim is that four people who were disqualified from the KPFK LSB vote should be put in office because they would have been the top four vote getters. And the third is whether New Day Pacifica has the right to utilize the names they got from our list to raise money to sue us. So those issues are put off until the 19th. I do believe that we will get a decision on the 19th. The judge won it all. He gave everyone until tomorrow to file any additional papers, and then he'll have 19 days to, and they're pretty fast in the court there.
Thanks, Arthur.
Julie, I have a question for Arthur.
Go ahead, Jim Sagerton.
Thank you. Arthur, in the back and forth that you started to have with the teller of the elections at KPFK for officers, he brought up the question of case law in California on the issue of whether or not basically, you know, the delegates were a separate entity, you know, the delegates assembly, so-called, which are not mentioned in the bylaws, as you pointed out, and whether or not the PNB, it was in the PNB's authority to overrule that. Are you aware of any case law in that regard anywhere? Or he cited, and I'll just say he cited an example, which I didn't find on point. It was, say, had some technical difficulty with having an election. It's not like Pacifica where we have $100,000 technical difficulty with having an election because we have 40,000 members and we can't afford it. So do you have any countervailing case law, or is that even relevant?
You know, I think Egberto contacted me and said, stop wasting your time, spinning your wheels, because he was just trying to brain exercise me, you know. And what he was saying was totally ridiculous. There's some body called the delegate assembly that's different than the LSB, and some of it votes on one thing and some votes on another. And I mean, there is no such thing. And he quoted a section of our bylaws that had to do with the bylaw proposals, and that he said those get voted on by the assembly. And I said, well, then we've never done it properly because they get voted on by the LSBs. You know, and then it was like, all right, I'm not going to, he was just looking to have a continued, silly discussion, and it was wasting my time. So I didn't really take his, you know, and I also was told that Grace Aaron, who disappointingly made some complaint about the postponement of the elections now, she just made it this week to the California AG. And I said to the person that told me, I think Beth, I said, does she want to turn back the clock? She want the AG to turn back the clock and do the elections last year? And it was, you know, for everybody, I talk to the guy in AG's office all the time, and he gets so many calls from people in Pacifica. And he'll often ask me, can you send me this brief? Can you send me that brief? Can you send me this minutes? Can you send me that minutes? But I don't know what people want. They want Gavin Newsom to run Pacifica? I don't know.
I think one thing he was asking for, which was reasonable, was the PNB resolutions. And I think we got them out there, so that's good. But he mentioned these delegate assemblies. And at WBAI, we've been holding delegate assemblies to do things like elect PNB members and vote on amendments to the bylaws or to the articles of incorporation. And that's kind of been a tradition. But, you know, when you said there was nothing in the bylaws about delegates assemblies. I looked and I have to agree, I didn't find anything there about delegates assemblies. So have we just been following some random tradition that's not really based in our bylaws?
I think your delegate assembly is just a meeting of the LSB. What's the difference? They're delegates who are meeting together. So the delegates, there's only one kind of delegate in the bylaws. It's the delegates that, there's a section called delegates. It doesn't say what they do, but later it says the members of the LSB, the members shall select 24 delegates to the LSB. And so if you want to call that meeting an assembly, it's fine, you know, it's like, sounds cool. But it isn't a separate body. It isn't a separate thing.
Got it. Thank you.
Beth, did you have a question for Arthur?
Well, just further on the same topic, I'm still actually relatively new. I just completing my first rookie term. So there's still a lot in Pacifica that it's still a steep learning curve. But coming from KPFK, they have assembled a delegates assembly every year, at least that once, to vote on directors. And they'll do it the same day as an LSB meeting, and they'll convene one and do their business and then adjourn and convene the other one immediately, because it is the same group of people. But it was explained to me at the beginning, well, you're wearing a different hat in the one meeting than you are in the other. And I have yet to find it in writing either. So if anybody comes up with whatever that's a reference to, I'm interested, but I'm more and more inclined to think that Arthur's the one making sense here, because I haven't found it. It was mystifying to me being put through that. So thank you. That's it. I wanted to assert that Perry wasn't just making it up, that those things do actually happen. I can bear witness to that. It's not clear to me why.
Right, but he was saying, well, the LSB is a committee of the PNB. But the assembly isn't. That's what he
right.
was saying. That's
right.
What he was saying.
I've heard that same argument that the LSB is that the PNB is superior to the LSB, but the delegates are superior to the PNB because the delegate assembly chooses the PNB. That's the argument that's been made to me. I'm not asserting that.
It sounds like some Trump. It sounds like some things Donald Trump's supporters said.
Thanks. Any further questions?
You're in time.
Yeah. Any further questions for Arthur?
Yes, please, Chair.
Then we would have to extend. So I'll recognize you to make a motion to extend.
Extend to exhaust the stack.
Second.
So, okay, thanks, Jim. Any objections to the motion to extend to exhaust the stack of one? Hearing none. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, so Arthur, I think that you may be incorrect about the complaint that Grace filed with the California AG.
It's hearsay. I heard it from somebody.
Okay, well, I heard say, and what I heard said was that she was filing a complaint about the bylaws violation of extent of breaking the 6-year rule. Okay. That's my understanding.
Okay. And what does she want the AG to sue us to litigate?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Grace.
I mean, given that Grace was chair during such and secretary during such tumultuous times, and she's the one that got me involved in all this, I was disappointed. That's all. I still love her, but I was disappointed.
All right. We exhausted the stack then, and So that means we moved on to the next item on the agenda, which is unfinished business, which we don't really actually, we're not prepared to do any unfinished business today. And then the next item was new business, which we're not prepared to do today. And then the next item was to a motion to move into executive session.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Susan.
I don't know how to pose this, but I would like to make a motion to postpone the remaining agenda items to the coming meeting, and I would be happy to motivate that.
I'm sure you would. Could we just do this and like move to go into closed session and do it there?
All right. So I move to go into closed session.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Okay. It is,
point of information.
Yes, Teresa.
So that means we're postponing the underwriting motion.
Yeah, we're not prepared to do it this evening.
Okay, thank you.
And the only reason it's on the agenda, Teresa, is as a placeholder so that we don't forget about it completely.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And so at 11:04 p.m., we are, wait a minute. Are there any objections to the motion to move into closed session? Hearing none. At 11:04 p.m., we are moving into closed session.